Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about the absentee star in WWE who has huge creative control.
An injury update on Adam Cole.
Going to talk about the Oklahoma Athletic Commission issuing a warning to AEW over Nyla Rose.
And some great news for a couple of AEW wrestlers. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick this one off by talking about Roman Reigns. It's not even his music anymore. But we're going to talk about him because there's a report here from WrestleVotes that's about him, and this is a wrestling news show.
That is.
So when there's wrestling news and it's about someone as big as Roman Reigns, we'll come on YouTube and talk about it because that's our jobs.
Yeah.
So WrestleVotes, I'll just read you the full report because it's on Twitter, so you know.
That's easy.
Short. I'm told that although Roman Reigns will be off WWE TV for an indefinite period of time, he will have substantial creative input in the evolving Bloodline storyline over the course of the next few months. So two things there. It's confirmation that he's going to be away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of knew that was going to be the case when he lost to the Codeman at WrestleMania 40. We knew about that. But at the same time, there's this little nugget here about how he's going to have some creative guidance over the Bloodline story while he's away. Which is interesting to consider because he's going to fit back into that when he returns.
Mm.
You know, he's not going to come back and no-sell his past 4 years of life. So he's going to have, presumably, the power to sit there and control some of the pieces and make them all fall into place so that when the large dog comes back, it all makes sense for him. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think no great surprise, obviously, that Roman's going to go away for a while, having been world champion for, 1,300 days or something like that. And you've just finished off that storyline. When he comes back, you're going to want to have to start him off on a new one. But you can build up this, you know, almost Bloodline 2.0 storyline in the background. I really like the alliance now of Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa, and where maybe even Jacob Fatu fits into that, and Jimmy, and maybe a reuniting of the Usos, etc. But yeah, Roman is one of the biggest stars in wrestling. You're not just going to have him lose that title and then be back wrestling, you know, nothing matches on Raw every single week, or going after the United States title, no offence to that belt or Logan Paul in particular, because Prime is delicious and you should feed it to your children, of course. But
as channel manager, I do not endorse that message,
good,
and neither does World Culture Wrestling.
Good balance. But yeah, I think he's a really good wrestling mind. Obviously, having worked with Paul Heyman for so long, he must be really intuitive what to do right with this storyline next, of course. I know Heyman's obviously still involved with it. And I'm excited to see where it goes. I'd like to see a sort of almost Bloodline versus Bloodline war games down the road. Rock on one side, Roman on the other. Usos with Roman, that reunion could be amazing.
Sammy with them?
Oh.
Unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable. The Rock and Tama and Jacob Fatu. And
yeah, take him off for a while, because when you bring him back, you want to do something big like that, or like I say, a power struggle with Solo Sikoa, or even just a rematch with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, there's lots of meat left on the table,
mm-hmm.
but he is, of course, the head of. So he is in a very opportunistic position to eat that meat.
When did you tell me
hopefully
he was next,
after it's been cooked.
Next advertised for telly?
Yeah, I saw, I think it was WrestleOps pointed out that his next advertised date is in like August.
Yeah.
So that's quite a hefty absence. Good, like there needs to be more like big breaks. Just obviously Roman has the star power to command like a nice easier schedule than a lot of people, but we should normalize people being able to take just nice breaks. And
how can I miss you if you won't go away, Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
Go away like Roman and take awesome photos that I saw doing the rounds the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was hanging out in the sex bank, wasn't he? The sexy bank. That's not my... someone else tweeted that. I just thought it was really funny. Because he just looks so hot in his
he
suit.
He looks amazing.
With his jacket open, he looks lovely.
Right, let's move on and talk about Adam Cole. Bit of an injury update on him coming from Fightful Select. Not great news. He's been out of action, of course, since September. And he had surgery, obviously, on his ankle last year. And based on what Fightful Select sources have heard, he's not very close to coming back to the ring. He's also not been on television as of late. And the reason for that is because it was slowing the progression he was making towards recovering from his injury. Look, him recovering sooner rather than later doesn't look like it's going to be the case. But him appearing on TV isn't necessarily out of the question, just a reduced frequency, which, Andy, makes complete sense. Like, at the end of the day, he's already been gone for over 6 months as a result of this injury. And, yeah, for what he was doing on telly, that was not worth slowing down his injury recovery. Look, just generally on this, it just sucks because... Mm-hmm. It was such an innocuous injury, or innocuous way to injure yourself. He's had such bad luck with injuries, and the whole Undisputed Kingdom thing kind of rested on his shoulders, and therefore, you know, it's still going. You got Roddy Strong defending the title against Kyle O'Reilly at Dynasty, but it's not the same without Adam Cole, and yeah, we just wish him well in his recovery.
Yeah, yeah. His run has been somewhat snake-bitten. He had the concussion issues where he... And then in that, you know, the lead to him returning from that, he documented how, like, he was basically living a nightmare where he thought he wasn't going to, you know, get back to wrestling at various stages. And he had to go through all that. And now he has this is the ankle issue that came from him just, like, innocuously jumping off a set, which he will do 1,000 times in his career and not get hurt. And then one time, oh, goodness, it's like Rhea Ripley on Raw this week. An angle she will do so many times throughout her career, shoulder in the wall, it's torn to pieces. So accidents, freakish situations, very low percentage of them happening, and yet here we are. It happens, it's a dangerous profession inherently, but stuff like this goes to show that nobody is immune to bad luck.
Yes.
And that's all it is. And I hope Adam Cole is doing well in his recovery. If it was a simple case of you being on the road is hurting this and making it worse, yeah, that's an easy choice. Mm. Go home for a bit, brother. Go home and heal up and get better.
I hope his mental health's great as well, because obviously, like you say, he's suffered with this sort of thing before. He's just really unlucky since he arrived in AEW with injuries. And the same goes for Kenny Omega as well. Like, They don't get to do what they love for a living, and it's through no real fault of their own. I hate it. I hate to see it.
Me too. Especially the latest Kenny one. It's like he just got sick.
Yeah.
Like he's got, you know, the diverticulitis. His latest words on it were like, yeah, basically, if I get touched in the stomach too hard, it like hurts loads. And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, that's why he has to have the surgery.
Yeah.
So yeah, hope everyone who's hurting gets well soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoever you are, whoever you may be, heal up.
Get well soon, and all of our best wishes to all of them, Rhea, Kenny, and of course Adam Cole.
Absolutely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's move on to this Nyla Rose situation. If you missed this, I don't know how you could unless you're not on Twitter, which is a good life choice, by the way.
Yeah, well done.
I applaud you for that. But yeah, the Oklahoma Athletic Committee Commission thing, I always get the two words mixed up. But some minutes came out from an Oklahoma State Athletic Commission meeting here. They voted to what? This is from January. Mm-hmm. They voted to warn AAW about having Rose wrestle a cisgender woman in the state. Or, in the words of the minutes, there will be punitive action made against them if they do this again. So the way this unraveled was that the administrator, Jim Miller, of the commission, was informed by a local promotion that AEW was using Nyla on a match in a card. This was from December. It was a Ring of Honor taping, I believe, against Alejandro Lyon. It was like a 2 minute match, right? Just a routine squash. Miller called AEW, told them what they had done was a violation of the rules. Another guy, Mike Bauer, noted that wrestling applications in the state do not ask if someone has had gender reassignment surgery, while boxing, kickboxing, and MMA applications do. And he has recommended that they updated the application to include this question. Guys, do you know wrestling is a work?
Slightly different, isn't it? Kickboxing, MMA, and professional wrestling.
Do you understand the fundamental difference between this art form and the sports you have listed?
It's had quite a few, like, anyway.
I digress, but look, it's obviously a horrible position that Nyla, where she's in a situation where she has to respond to this and deal with this, and I'm sure like it causes a lot of like anxiety and horrible crap for her to have to go through. Some of her tweets are very funny publicly.
You wouldn't wish this on anyone, but Nyla Rose is the best equipped to handle it.
Publicly, she just shoots people down really well. So she quote tweeted the, I'm going to read some of her tweets.
Good.
She quote tweeted the original one, saying, "Who the F was it? Don't worry, Oklahoma. I'll find the dastardly transgender that," checks notes, "entertained fans. How dare they make people happy?" Then she had some hate from some asshole saying this. "Who did wrong? You lied on your application or whatever. Who did wrong?" Nyla quote tweeted it. "Your mom for continuing the pregnancy." We did a tremendous shutdown.
Yeah.
She also tweeted later on, or in the middle of this, saying, "Hey, I'm busy at work right now, but I just wanted to let you all know that I see the love, I feel the love, and I appreciate all of you, except, of course, Serpentico." So she still adds a little little bit of Riz in there. AEW Dynamite is on right now. Please watch it. So, personally, if I'm AEW, what I'm doing right now is I'm booking a show in Oklahoma straight away. I'm booking Nyla Rose in the main event, and she is winning some kind of championship. This is just a bunch of transphobic garbage, isn't it?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just... it's 2024, and this level of hate not only exists publicly, but it's so publicly and profoundly part of some just small-minded dickhead's personality. They must be miserable in life.
Yeah.
Just...
And it's administrative level as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is an athletic committee. It's outrageous to me that we can be so backwards and be so dinosaur with all this stuff. So
it's pointless me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Comment section, just don't.
Yeah, take the day off. Take the day off on this one. Look, we love that. It, like, as a performer, even, you know... She's awesome.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She is a quote machine. She's incredibly funny. We've been talking about her like needing to be on AEW and Ring of Honor TV more often because her personality is gigantic. It really comes across. And she's also a really fun powerhouse in the ring.
Friend of the channel as well. She's been on Ups and Downs and stuff like that. Love Nyla.
We support Nyla Rose completely in all of this. Trans rights or human rights. Get your mind out of the Stone Age at the end of all of this. Look, if you are affronted by the existence of a transgender person, I think that you, either need to educate yourself or B, just leave people alone. Mm. Just leave people who are not impacting your day-to-day alone. You will be much happier, I promise. Nyla Rose forever. Transphobes, go away.
Yes. From some awful news to some great news, though. Surrounding Ruby Soho and Angelo Parker. This is a bit of a spoiler from Rampage. I mean, the timestamps are in the bottom, but it Come on. It's just some nice news, so I want to share it with you. At the taping last night for Rampage, following Dynamite, that's Rampage going to air over the weekend, Ruby Soho announced that her and Angelo Parker are expecting their first child, which is fantastic news.
Babies!
I'll be perfectly honest, I'm really happy for both, and this is just lovely. I didn't know they were shoot dating.
Me neither. Me neither. So shout out to them. They've done a good job of keeping, obviously, the on-screen storyline. They're dating and that. But they've done a really good job of just, like, maintaining their privacy. So shout outs to them for being able to do that in this silly age where everyone knows everything about everyone. But they've obviously chosen to share this on the Rampage taping.
Just lovely, this.
It's lovely. Nice, heartwarming news. I like both of them. By all accounts, really nice humans as well. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Angelo Parker, I've done interviews and stuff with him and Matt Menard. Couldn't have been nicer guys. Never sat down, loved to do it, but never sat down with Ruby Soho. She seems great, though. They seem so happy as a couple. They obviously, like you say, it's been a storyline as well with, like, the Outcasts and Soraya and Zack Knight and stuff like that. But doing it in real life as well.
Yeah.
And really fantastic news. And also, I don't think we have had a chance on the news since this news broke as well for me and Andy. Say congratulations to Scott Tailford of Gaming, who became a father whilst we were in the States. We were a bit busy, so we neglected to mention it. But congratulations to Scott and Aisha. And go and send him all the love on social media as well.
Absolutely. Please do that.
Speaking of social media, by the way, let's find your Twitter questions. I say find because my phone always does this. At What Culture WWE on X. First question today comes from John Harrison, who says, good Thursday, boys. With WWE dropping wrestling more and more, do you think there's a chance they could get the E out in favour of something more wrestling-y? Have a great day. Peace and love. At least you got the shoes right, brother. I initially read this and thought he meant they were going to go from WWE to just W. But, yeah, do you think are they ever going to change from WWE?
WWE? No. Nah, they're not going to change from WWE. I think it's just too established a brand now. It's too marketable. Obviously, WWF was marketable, but they wouldn't have changed that if they hadn't been sued by a panda.
Good point.
I don't think they ever will. Also, the logo is kind of perfect for marketing and sticking on titles and giving it to, like, Baltimore Bastards players when they win the NFL and all of that. They heroically beat the San Francisco 69ers in the final.
Still waiting for Chesterfield's world title belt for winning the National League.
Well, we never got one when we won the 2014 Scottish League Cup either, so get your skates on. I mean, what could they change it to? Paul Levesque Promotions, PLP, holding it down?
He's sneaky. The Paul Levesque era and Premium Live Alone both spell PLE. Coincidence?
Yeah. Or it could be POP holding it down. Pop. Just call it Pop. Why not? Sure.
Dub, dub, dub.
D-E-W-W. That's something. We've got it.
We fixed it.
We've got it. If you don't know what that's in reference to, check out what went down from night 2 of WrestleMania. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That was...
That guy ruled. He was like... this guy, if you've not seen it, a guy comes on and he's like, hey, guys, I've got a new chant for WWE.
And it's memorable in the One Culture office now. I'll say that.
It's an odyssey. It rules. I love that guy. We didn't catch his name.
No.
His shoot name, his gimmick name is Will of God. I don't know what his shoot name is. Uh-huh. Shout out to that guy. Get in touch. We should do more. Genuinely, this guy rules.
Actually, genuinely watch it for the little girl that we managed to speak to, who's the one who confronted The Rock at the press conference, was awesome.
She kicked his ass.
Yeah. Dub, 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 because all they're doing is getting dubs left, right, and centre.
I'm still going EWW, okay. Man.
Fair enough.
Or PLP.
William Stone gives our next question. Thank you, William, for the question. Do you think AEW is planting seeds for this new aggressive version of Orange Cassidy to be a world champion? Perhaps to be the one to dethrone Will Ospreay, champion, potential champion post-All-In?
I don't think so. I think Orange Cassidy is just mad because his mate's been a dick.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is with the Trent turn. I think they're just leaning into that a little bit. Also selling some of the tiredness from his title reigns where he was working himself into the bone in kayfabe.
Yeah.
And all of that. I don't think that he is in the lineage to become world champion right now. Although I'm not against it. I love Orange Cassidy and he's really over. So why the heck not at some point?
So what are we going, right? Are we going Swerve, Ospreay, Okada?
Swerve, Ospreay, Okada. Ospreay wins in Wembley.
Yes.
Obviously.
Swerve wins on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, I still want Eddie to win it at some point. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Tony Khan just breaks my heart. But hey, you know what we could do to find out who wins the belt after Will Ospreay? What's in the box?
Here we go.
Let's have a look. What's in the box, Brad Pitt?
My pick.
Why is Samoa Joe?
Okay.
Fair enough.
If not him, it will be... Sean Dean.
Sean Dean, all right. The infantry. Shout out. I'd do another one as well. Why not? Why not? Sean Dean's office, though. That'd be controversial.
Ooh, yeah.
But mind you, so is Kenny Omega. So. Chris Statlander. Listen, she could kick most people's ass in the company, so I'm here for it. Why not?
Put that one back.
He also rocks. Okay,
listen. Action Andretti. I don't see it happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Instead, I'll pick this one.
Ooh.
Red Velvet.
Hey, why not?
Straight out of your
stir it up.
Kitchen.
Now, that would be cooking. As yeah. The parlance of our times.
Very good.
They are.
Aaron, where are you?
Cake. Named after a cake. I like Red Velvet. Cake.
I love Red Velvet, yeah.
Great wrestler, too. Mm. You see the Athena match, Battle of the Belts?
No.
Bloody sick.
I flat out refuse to watch Battle of the Belts unless titles change hands. Yeah, they never do.
And there was no title matches on it, which was interesting.
Thanks, guys.
But that match was really killer.
Yeah.
So.
Aaron, anyway, says, now that Cody is the new face of WWE and seeing the success The Rock's turn has had, if Cena has one more run, should WWE finally pull the trigger and put him in the heel position opposite Cody?
Yeah, probably, because let's be honest, John Cena is absolutely washed as a babyface, isn't he? Like, I love, don't get me wrong, I get a really perverse enjoyment, like on the Raw after WrestleMania, where he comes down and he's like stomping around like a little goofball. Like
he's, his hair.
Yeah, like he's wrestling at a kid's holiday camp or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cheesy and stupid that I can't not laugh at it. But if you look at his last earnest attempt at doing babyface stuff, it was opposite Austin Theory, and that was not good, that match. That was the definition of a 2.5-star nothing match.
Yeah, he was a fun sort of one-off opponent for Roman, wasn't he? But that Theory match, I've already, when we were talking about Theory for this year's menu, I was like, what was he doing last year? Oh, he was in the opener with Cena.
This is it. The thing about John Cena, man, is that like he's like... John Cena, by most counts, is a good guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He does loads of make-a-wish stuff, like loads of stuff that really helps people who are in crappy places, right? So he's a good dude, John Cena.
Absolutely.
It's quite transparent sometimes when he isn't really that invested in putting someone over. And the Austin Theory one, I think, is an example of that. But heel against Cody, maybe not adjusting the hair so much. I think I'd be into that. I think so.
Go full Friar Tuck.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Why not?
Dr. Thuganomics with it. Oh, yeah.
Coming down in a little...
The cap just sits on top of it.
With a little robe. Like tuck. Why not?
Yeah, I think it could be fun. Like, I don't think fans are going to be turning on Cody anytime soon, despite what some people say on the internet.
What's going on with that? Like, what's going on with that?
I think people willing that into it because they're not happy that it's all going so well for the Fed and Cody.
Is it because he caught a bit of a mid-promo on Raw?
I mean, it's just killing time until the draft, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. That being said, they could just make it good, right? Even if you're killing time, you could just make it good.
He did also say, until we yeet again, so...
Yeah.
Keep some balance that was good.
I think the idea that people are turning on him is completely mental, just to reaffirm. Yeah. What's going on? Can we not just...
Oh, my God, you could have a battle rap between John Cena and Brandi Rhodes.
He did say who the hell told you it was open mic.
Call it open mic now.
Boom. There you go.
There you go, WWE.
There you go, Triple H.
You're welcome. We've just fixed it.
And we could get the person who discovered John Cena rapping on the bus in the first place to referee it. Stephanie McMahon.
God damn
She's back. She's all grown up and she listens to no one.
Another dub for dub as we call it.
E-dub-dub. It never ends.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and, well, almost all of today's stories because one of them you really don't need to have it out in the comments about. But why not instead check out this video?
Hell yeah. Have a look. Bye.
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 Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.